November 29th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The depth of holy love in your heart determines the depth of every virtue. It also determines the depth of your surrender to my will. In your acceptance of all aspects of your life in the present moment is your surrender. Holy love is the foundation of your personal holiness. First, you must surrender to a deepening love of me and your neighbor. Upon this love, you build your house of virtues. The framework of this house of holiness is surrender to my divine will. Storms of temptations, doubts, and distractions whip against this house of personal holiness. But the stronger the commitment to holiness, the more resistance there is to these outside challenges. Every once in a while, the soul is able to look out of one of the windows of this house to see where he has been and where he is determined to go. This gives the soul impetus to continue to make this house of holiness stronger and more impervious to outside forces. Others who see the house of holiness may admire it from afar, or may see where improvement is needed. In such cases, they should help the owner of this house of holiness to improve by adhering more closely to my divine will. I observe very closely the construction of each house of personal holiness. I am the master architect." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. "And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.